Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The postseason has arrived, and just like every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly has some keys to the game. This week, it's a rematch for the Patriots and the Texans as they battle to keep their season alive. So hear what Paul has to say about that as they head into the divisional playoffs. In 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The bye week is over, the playoffs are here, we're rested, we're ready, but the question is, are the Houston Texans? Number one thing, every time you play Houston, it has to start and end with Arian Foster. He is the guy that you have to control. The Patriots did a great job of it the first time around. A lot of that had to do with the score getting out of hand. He had a couple of big runs early on, one of which got called back for a penalty, and from then on, it was lights out. That's what the Patriots need to do. It's team defense, just the way Bill Belichick talks about it all the time. It starts in the middle with Vince Wilfork. I think Brandon Dedrick has played very well next to him in recent weeks. Gerard Mayo, Brandon Spikes. It takes all of these guys. One guy to worry about a little bit, Rob Ninkovich, coming off that hip injury. How he is able to hold up on the edge could be a big part of this defense. But stopping Arian Foster is where it begins. Okay, for the Patriots offense here, it really comes down to stopping that pass rush. And when you're talking about stopping the pass rush in Houston, what are we really talking about here? It's J.J. Watt. He is the most disruptive player. We talked about it in December. It's January now. We're going to keep talking about it. Bill Belichick is still talking about it. He's the guy that makes it all go up front for Houston. He can get after the passer, and that's the number one priority for that offensive line. I thought they did a good job of not letting him disrupt the game too badly. He's a terrific player. He's going to make plays, but you have to make sure that he's not harassing Tom Brady all day. Now, one difference between this game, Brooks Reed is on the outside. He was not in that first game. He's a guy that can get after the passer as well. Whitney Mercilus can do it. Antonio Smith inside. It's going to, again, take some team play for that offensive line, but it starts with J.J. Watt. My final point here is going to be about the Patriots' overall mindset here, and I think it's important that they get off to a fast start. I don't want to let Houston hang around in this game. Mentally, I think they're a little bit fragile from that beatdown that they suffered in December, and I think a fast start might get them thinking about that game again. So I think it's imperative for Tom Brady in that offense. You have Rob Gronkowski as part of the attack this time. You didn't have him last time. More weapons, more reasons to get off to a fast start. Get Houston on its heels right away. I think that's a big key. You're going to hear a lot of talk this week about the 2010 New York Jets and how they got killed in December on Monday night and came back here in January and pulled off the upset. I don't think it's going to happen the same way, and here's why. I think the Jets were a very confident football team. Even after losing 45-3, Rex Ryan thought his team was better. They just didn't play well that night. I'm not sure the Houston Texans feel the same way. I'm not sure they're going to have the same amount of confidence coming back here. That's why I thought the fast start was very important. I think the Patriots get that, and I think they're able to stay balanced on offense and stick with what they do best with Gronkowski and Hernandez and Wes Welker, and I think it's too much for Houston right now. I don't see Matt Schaub being able to handle this by himself. He's going to have to put up a lot of points. I don't see it happening, and I think the Patriots move on with a 34-20 win. That's going to do it for Houston. Hopefully, we're back next week to break down the AFC title game.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.